Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
We are doing the show from the countryside tonight, outside, in a field. You explain why, Catherine.
Well, because it's got quite... It was quite beefy last night, the show, and we decided what we needed to do is just take a chill pill, relax, get away from it all.
They call it forest bathing.
Yes.
With forest bathing.
Yes.
Don't literally take a chill pill, because I think that means the designer drug ecstasy.
Really?
I think so.
I thought ecstasy made you go all, like, unchilled.
You're quite chilled, actually.
Well, don't take that.
Don't take that.
Just take a moment.
How did you feel after last night's show? Because it was very beefy.
Tense.
Very beefy.
Tense.
Beefy and tense.
That's how I felt.
That's what Laurel and Hardy translates into German. Beefy and tense.
Anyway, we're in the countryside tonight, so that explains the smells.
That's me.
And
sorry.
If you'd like to join us, all you have to do is give us a call.
0344
499
1000.
Who are?
No beef, no tension tonight. No benching.
No.
No teeth.
Just pastoral peace.
Everyone just chill out. Although, last night's show, if you missed it, very rarely would I suggest you go and listen to an entire full show. And I'm sure the best of podcast contains, you know, the relevant parts. But honestly, a 45-minute podcast is not going to capture the weirdness and the awkward vibe of what happened between 10 and 1 o'clock last night on Talk Radio. Very, very, very upsetting audio.
Very.
So I was kind of in a weird, tense mood last night when I got home, and it carried over today. So I don't know, maybe it clouded my judgment on some things. Let me just put this out there, and I got very upset when I discovered this, but maybe it's just because of the vibe from last night. I've lost perspective. So we're doing this rabbit hole tour, I guess you could loosely call it. We're going to Bath, Shaftesbury, London, Belfast.
Manchester
and Glasgow. Okay. And so I'm doing the sums for Glasgow and booking the flights. We're going to fly up there. So my sums, the flight for the two of us to and from Glasgow, including parking, is 400 quid. 400 quid. Right?
What that buys us, though, is time, because we could have gone on the train.
Yeah.
And that's just a little bit tight.
You have to pay for the hire of the venue. It's about 120 quid. Then there's accommodation, right? Now, if you add up the amount of money that we make on the tickets and subtract all of those things, we're left with £32 between the two of us. That's not even a joke. And that doesn't include food.
No.
So we're coming to Glasgow to meet the good folk of Glasgow. And we're paying for the privilege of doing a live show. Just something... Something doesn't feel right. How bad would it be for us to pass the hat around?
Bad.
Oh, man. So here's the thing. Here's the thing I've decided. We're not flying anywhere again. We'll do Belfast. We'll probably lose money on that. I don't know if anyone's buying tickets. And I'm looking forward to Glasgow. I am looking forward to Glasgow. I love Glasgow. But the flights are structured in such a way we don't really get any time there. And we're losing money. So,
it's the farewell tour of Glasgow.
It's the fair. No more shows. We got no more shows. Here's the thing. It's me that books the shows. This isn't a criticism of you, Catherine, at all. Because you edit the shows and I book the shows. I'm done booking the shows and finding the. I'm done. It's so stressful. I spent 2 hours trying to find Airbnb for Manchester, trying to find a place that was worth staying in, and then these flights. And I'm just like, I can't be bothered. So after the summer, we're going to play places that we can drive to. London, basically places in the south of England, and maybe the Midlands if anybody... No, not if anybody can find a venue. If someone wants to book us and contacts us and books us, because I ain't doing it anymore. I'm not phoning up, emailing, I was in the jungle, can we come and do your venue? Just can't be bothered. Life's too short. So no more... No more from me. No more from me.
Okay.
That's that done.
I'm glad you've come to a decision.
Come to a decision.
It makes your heart feel lighter.
It does. It does. It really does. When it's like, Right. 03. But we're looking forward to Glasgow. It'll be fine. There's 4 tickets left for Manchester on Saturday, the 18th of May. And a few left for the Sunday. IanLee.com/event. About 20 left for London in June or July. July. And about 106 left for Shaftesbury. 03, and then we're not doing any more shows. We've got Bath in September, and then that's it. You can all piss off.
Oh.
03. Sorry, with the country breathe.
Yeah. Open your eyes. Look. Do you remember when all this was fields?
It is fields.
Exactly.
Have you ever hugged a tree?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It used to be a joke, tree huggers. Sam's pulling the face. Honestly, it's nice. Hug a tree.
I mean, it was generally because I hugged a tree because I was on some roller boots.
And it's in my mouth.
I was on some roller boots and I was speeding towards a very busy road. But the tree saved me.
Going to the country. Honestly, it works, right? People joke about tree huggers. Ah. Go into the woods. Go up to a tree. Ask its permission first.
Permission, yes. Come on, consent.
Hashtag me too. And close your eyes and hug it. And you feel silly for about 10 seconds. Then you can feel the tree breathe. That's not even a joke. You can't literally feel it contracting and expanding, but you just feel its sap rising.
Yeah, tree's going, oh, what's this?
No, why are you trying to turn this to base human physical responses? It's spiritual. Spiritual. You tell me something more spiritual than embracing a 400-year-old tree.
Having a sleep.
You're an idiot. Let's go to James. Good evening, James.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Hello.
James, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
That's very poor reception in the country.
Yes.
So which jungle are you in?
We're not in a jungle.
But you said you were in a jungle.
No, we didn't.
I think you... suggested that you did.
No, I didn't suggest that. I did say we were in a jungle, no.
But there's twittering of birds and things.
Yeah, that's from the forest we're in, yes.
Oh, you're in a forest?
That's what we said, yes.
You're in a forest, but not a jungle?
Correct, we never said we were in a jungle.
Right. Are you in the middle of the forest?
Don't tell him, because he'll come.
No, I don't want you to know.
Or are you 150 metres away from the forest?
We're near the big one. That's all you need to know.
We're not allowed in the middle of the forest.
Only 26 people
yes.
are allowed there.
But we are not allowed. But we have paid And we are about 10 metres away from the forest.
From the edge of the forest?
No, we are... No.
From the epicentre.
We are 10 metres away...
Epicentre's the wrong word, Kath.
Shut up.
We are...
We will not shut up.
No,
you will.
No, we should not.
You're breaking the country code. By being an arse.
I'm not.
By being an arse.
No, I'm not.
He's 150 metres away. We...
You didn't pay to go to the forest.
We did pay to go to the forest, but we didn't get a coach. We came through the visitor centre.
But it's not actually a real coach, is it?
We didn't order beef, tell you that.
But you're not even in the forest, are you?
Well, you thought we were in a jungle, so you're a muppet. 0344 499 1000. First call.
An arse.
And it's beefy.
Yeah.
It's like a cup of Bovril, that.
I just need some water to get rid of this salt.
Very beefy. Please. I saw Ollie, one of the Ollies, bearing in mind it's a very unique name, one of the Ollies, flashing up the bat signal on Twitter. I told him to... I reported him.
Good.
I've reported him for that. I will not have that. I want tonight just to be a nice...
peaceful.
Normal show. Let's go to Andre.
I am. My larynx is feeling quite good now.
Sorry, Andre?
His Lawrence is feeling good.
The Lawrence.
Your Valance.
You're Richie Valance.
Yeah.
The Valance on your edge of your bed. You know the Valance on your edge of the bed is named after Richie Valance? That is...
You're not in the forest.
Shut up. That is actually true. It's named after Richie Valance. That is actually... Jesus Christ.
I can't get word in this way, dude.
I can't hear what you're saying, mate. Thanks for calling.
Close the gate behind you.
Let's go to Alan.
Good evening.
Good evening, Alan. Nice and chilled.
Well, I've got some good news on me mum tonight.
You've seen... go on, what?
She's gone out of the bed in critical care today.
Yay, mate. The news
gets... She was sitting in a chair.
Better and better. She was sitting in the chair. Brilliant.
And maybe a chance tomorrow she may be back on the ward.
Oh, Alan, this is great news. Everyone was worried. Listen, I know that we have a little bit of fun banter together, and a little bit of sport and a little bit of banter. But I've genuinely, you know, been very, very concerned about your mum. And I know a lot of the listeners have been concerned about your mum. And that is the... best news. Not the best news. The best news is when she comes home and starts shouting at you. But that is brilliant, brilliant news. And you should be... I'm really chuffed for you, mate.
Yeah, me and my dad are really happy about that. You're making good progress.
Dad's over the moon. Now, what about the three other Caddick brothers? Are they still in town or have they checked out?
Stephen's on his way to Manchester.
What for?
For a lad weekend.
Yes. Those Manchester lads weekends are the best, aren't they? Canal Street...
I don't know where he's got him.
Well, I tell him, I recommend...
He was at Victoria Coach Station.
I recommend that him and the lads go to Canal Street. I think they'll have a great time, wouldn't they?
I think so. Paul's working tonight at the fish market.
There you go, the fish market. Beautiful.
And Robert's going home to Blackpool tomorrow.
Beautiful. Well, that's a good sign then, because mum's getting better, Alan.
Yeah.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, 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 boss.
All right, nice one. We're going to carry on the chilled vibes tonight, Alan. It's a nice chilled show. No beef. No beef, please. We're British. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and...
Catherine.
On Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
It's an acquired taste, but I mean, kind of like sort of early to mid 70s period Zappa, one size fits all. It's some record, man, some album. It sounds like a kind of like a conventional rock record, but it sounds nothing like a conventional rock record. It's the weirdest. Onwards and upwards, dear listener, the last hour of the show, well, then it's about 0344 499 1000 as Thursday creeps into Friday. We're another day closer to the weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend again. Again, I thought we were having nice weather, but I think it's lousy weather. It was the latest. Jeez, come on, guys. I've ordered a hammock. I've got a hammock coming. I'm going to sit in that hammock. Lay in the hammock, even if it's chucking it down. I'm going to lay in the hammock in the garage if I have to. I'm going hammocking. You want a good Zappa song, but that's too filthy to play on the radio? Go and listen to Dynamo Hum. Dynamo Hum, Dynamo Hum. I mean, geez, it really is. That'll do, Frank. That'll do, Frank. That'll do. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome because the switchboard, dear listener, is empty at this moment. Can I ask a question? What do you have in the boot of your car? I'll tell you why. My last car that was written off in the horrendous car crash. Good news, good news, good news. I believe the gentleman who was at death's door, the motorcycle rider, is alive and will stay alive. Very, very ill. And will probably be paralysed for the rest of his life, but he's alive, and that's you know, sing hosannas. It's a miracle. It's not. It's science, and there's probably a bit of a miracle in there as well. But man alive, and I was told that the other week. What a relief! That guy. You know, again, it wasn't my fault. Someone went into the back of me. He went into the back of someone else. But you can't help but think, dear God, that was I somehow played the part in a man's death. But luckily, he's alive. You know, and things are gonna. He's got a lot of work to do. But that was great news. But in the back of that car, I just had so much tat. I had CDs. I had any gifts from the listeners that have been sent in. I think I had some clothes. I had loads of CDs. What else did I have? And I didn't get all the stuff out of my car. They wouldn't let me go back to the car when it was in the pound as its evidence. And I was so embarrassed when the lovely policewoman, detective, I think she was actually, was dealing with it, phoned me up. And she said, look, if you want, my colleague has said they will go to your car and get what they can out of it. And I'm thinking, oh, God. Oh, the shame. My car was, not because it had anything bad in there. There's some recovery stuff in there, I think. But just, it was stuff everywhere. Like the floor, I think I saw this, like some of the crisp packets move once. I'm not sure. May have been an optical illusion. something moved. But there was, oh, it was a, so I went and I got these two, they handed me these two massive bags of like CD cases and just tat. But now in my car, in the boot of my car, I have a box of Imani Coppola CDs. You never know. If anyone wants one, I got one. They're there. I have, I tell you why, this is what it is. I've got now got two table tennis bats. I wanted to say rackets, and I thought, no, that's no. Because sometimes when we go to Maidenhead, me and the boys, we go to the cinema in Maidenhead sometime. We won't be going for a while now, but if we get there early, in the shopping centre, they've converted, like the council have converted one of the old shops that's not a shop anymore into a table tennis parlour. And there's like five table tennis things. And the first couple of times we went there, we could go in there and play. But now, of course, everyone's nicked all the bats and the balls. Everyone's nicked the bats and the balls. I need to order some ping pong balls, actually. So every time we go there, we can't play. So I'm going to, in my car, I'm going to have table tennis bats and I'm going to get some table tennis balls. So every time we go to Maidenhead, we can take the put the bats and the balls in the bag and we go in there and play, and another family will come in and see us play, and we will take great pride in playing for as long as we want and then finishing, and we will put the bats and balls in my bag and walk out as the family look at us going, but we thought they're mine, I brought my own, sorry. That's what we're going to do, because that's what other families have done to us.
Oh.
So screw them guys. That's what we're going to do. So that, but I'm determined to keep this car tidy. Right? There's very little junk in there. There's some CDs that are building up. I need to take a couple of out. I've got a little dust devil, which I need to go around in it. I was going to take it in a car wash today. And I thought, actually, I don't see the point of car washes. But so my boot, primarily in my boot, I have a box full of Imani CDs. And oh, she's coming on the show soon to promote a new album. Yeah. It's incredible. And some table tennis bats, and I also have some bicycle lights. Because when I went camping in the log cabin with the boys, we were gonna go out at night time, but we didn't because everyone was so tired. Thank God. But I was going to use the bicycle lights as torches. Now I noticed that the stuff in the boot of your car, mm-hmm. Catherine, is like reaching my old
yeah
status.
You know why? Because I've got bags of clothes in there that I need to take to the charity shop.
Just take them.
I know, but I've been really busy the last couple of weeks because
okay.
The kids have been off school, all that sort of stuff, so yeah. I need to get on top of it, but yeah, it's building up. But it's also, it's a reflection of where my head is at the moment.
Isn't it just that's
and
the thing,
it's a jumbled mess.
Yeah,
I'm just dealing with what I can deal with at this point, and then I'll sort it out. There'll be a day when I'll go, right,
yep.
And then it's done, and I'll feel a lot better.
And I'm feeling better because I haven't got that stuff in my car. So my head's a bit clearer. Joseph Redfern has tweeted me. So 0344 499 1000. You may want to call in about that. You may not. That's absolutely cool, man. Joseph, who I like Joseph a lot, and I'll tell you why. But he's only tweeted me, this may be the fourth tweet he's ever sent me. The first tweet was foul-mouthed abuse.
Oh.
Foul-mouthed, unironic abuse. Belittling me for daring to argue with Limmy.
Ah.
And he meant it. And then someone pointed out to him that maybe the fight with Limmy was perhaps not quite what it seemed. And the next two tweets were faintly apologetic. Not faintly, they were overtly apologetic and joking and a little bit red-faced. So whenever Joseph... I may be giving him wrong credit. Is he holding a can of... Yeah. I called him an underage drinker. I said, oh, I'm being trolled by an underage drinker because he's blessed with a young-looking face despite being a fully grown man, and he's holding a bottle of booze. But he has... So I like him a lot. Whenever he pops up in my Twitter feed, which isn't very often, it always makes me chuckle because it just shows how people can misunderstand something and then, you know, within two tweets... With the next tweet can be an apology and, simple yeah. thing. So I like that. Anyway, he says, I can verify that Charlie's knife story did happen. I am a friend of his and I visited him in hospital shortly afterwards. I've also seen the x-ray and then he's done. And I don't know how he's done this. Like, he's done like tiny little cutlery, little knife and fork. But it's not like a photograph. He's just done it as part of the same size as the letters. I don't know how he's done that, and I respect him for that. That is incredible. I don't know what you've done there, Joseph.
Like an emoji?
No. It's a fork and a knife, because the emojis are the faces, aren't they? They're the faces.
And
he has done that. No. Please don't belittle him. Well done, Joseph. I don't know how you've done that. He's quite possibly a computer programmer, I would imagine, with skills like that. Skills like that blow my mind, baby. You blow my mind. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We got no calls. So what? I don't know. Sorry, I don't understand. What's your problem? We haven't got any calls. All right. What do you want me to do? Dance up and down? I will sit here and we'll just see what happens, man. It's fine. Chill out. If we get calls, we get calls. Stop panicking, Catherine
I'm
and
fine.
Sam.
I'm
and the calm down. Please don't bring your negative energy to the show. Just tone it down a little bit, Sam. Stop pulling those faces. I'm the one that should be worried, and I ain't worried. So if I'm not worried, you two just chill out. Smoke a reefer.
No.
Don't take an ecstasy. Take a Valium.
You were going to say a Viagra, weren't you?
I was going to say a Valium, actually. Take a Valium and a Viagra.
Wouldn't that?
Well, one can only imagine. you'd be too tired to do anything. It would be there, but you'd be too tired to do anything with it. It would just stare at you all night. It's looking at you like that. So, listen, we've got no calls. What do you want me to do? Go around knocking on everyone's door saying, do you want to phone up now, please? Do you want me to do that? I'm not prepared to do that. I'm just quite happy to sit here and listen to the sounds of nature and just chill. So you, Catherine, just calm down.
I'm fine.
Sam, calm down, mate. I've been doing this for longer than you've been born for. So we're going to go to an advert and we come back. Everyone's going to be calm. It's very, very simple. This is all right.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Catherine Boyle, what do you have for us, please?
Oh, only the gates of hell.
What?
Archaeologists believe they found the Mayan gateway to the underworld.
Shut the front door.
Complete with evidence of human sacrifice.
Wowzers.
The find was uncovered just metres from where the ancient civilization fought their final battle with Spain at Lake Petenitza in Guatemala. A Polish team investigating the area have recovered hundreds of Mayan artefacts from its waters, including evidence of rituals and even human sacrifice.
Oh, God.
And off an island in the middle of the lake, the team...
Just imagine for a second, though, how horrific being the victim of a human sacrifice would be. Being the victim, so you're like probably not wearing many clothes, probably cold, and I mean that's the least of your worries actually. And you're like wheeled to a dark chamber and there's like people baying and for your blood and stuff, and then you get stabbed in the stomach or the throat and the blood, and there's like perverts licking your blood hole.
I don't remember that bit.
Well, that's what they do. They lick your blood. They drink your blood. Of course, they drink your blood. They put in the one I went to anyway. I'm joking. They put in like silver goblets, drink the blood like it's fine wine, and smear it all over their faces. And then they all kiss each other, and it's men kissing men and women kissing women and people kissing dogs. And you might, if you're the victim, you might still be alive and you're thinking, help me, someone. Help me. And it's just, oh, it's, but it'd be horrendous. It'd be horrendous, actually. I'd never really thought about it.
They didn't have Savlon back then, did they?
No. Savlon what?
Savlon.
Savlon. Savlon.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Away you go.
And off an island in the middle of the lake, the team believe there's evidence of the final battle between the civilization and its Spanish conquerors. Team leader Magdalena Kzemien of Poland's Jagiellonian University said, water had a very special and symbolic meaning in ancient Mayan beliefs. It was thought to be a door to the underworld, the world of death, Xibalba, where their gods live.
Xibalba!
We planned our dives according to written sources and a little bit of intuition. We wanted to check places that seemed to be very important in the history of the Itza Maya group.
Pizza pie,
we found
in the sky.
A lot of artefacts. Wow. The team argues these artefacts were either dropped or lowered into the lake by the Maya as an offering to the gods.
I met Richard Osman once, and he just kept... I was supposed to be a nice guy, but he just kept quite rudely telling me, like, trivia. Yeah, it was artefacts.
Oh, trivia about bottoms?
No, he was being an arse.
Oh.
He wasn't. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was artefacts. I remember I was trying to... my mum was trying to tell... Years ago. She was trying to tell me about this thing that happened on the TV. And I didn't understand what she was talking about for ages. I didn't understand what she was talking about. She said, you know, in the words... The words on the TV. I said, what are you talking about? She said, the words on the TV. After about 20 minutes, I got it. I went, arsefacts.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
Arsefacts. These puns are based on one word that doesn't exist. Arsefacts.
I had once a delivery of a compendium of... encyclopedias, and it just arrived on the back of a tiny little truck. And I was looking around, it didn't have a driver, obviously, it was a tiny little truck, and it must have been being controlled by someone at a distance. RC facts,
remote control facts. These puns are based on a word that's not real. RC facts is not a word.
I had a phone call the other day. It was the Pope, and he just kept telling me all these things that were happening.
Can't do the same one.
No, I'm not.
Well, RC facts.
RC facts. Roman Catholic facts this time.
You can't keep doing initials RC. You can't do any more with the initials RC.
All right. Okay.
Okay, well, because then you can just go, well, I was speaking to my friend the other day. He's a big fan of Dr. Kildare. He just kept giving me all this trivia, RC facts.
Richard Chamberlain, very handsome man.
Did you finish your story? So I want to speak to our friend Bruce.
Oh, do you?
Not really, but he's on the line, so I kind of feel obliged to. Good evening, Bruce.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you, man. What have you got?
I was just wondering what happened to elevenses. A few weeks ago, you were bringing elevenses back, and I was all excited about it.
We had it.
It never happened.
Yeah, we did it tonight. Did you not listen? What, have you been listening for the whole show?
It's about 10:15, yeah.
Have you?
What did you have?
We had cheese and crackers. Crackers, it was digestive biscuits with cheese.
Very soft, digestive, non-crunchy biscuits.
Yeah. Did you not have it? Did you? We did it and we announced it. We do it every... You're obviously not a very big fan, Bruce, because we do it every night at 11. We have 11s. And it's 11... Can I just say, for the hard of thinking, Catherine, it's 11 says, not 11 sees. A lot of people thought it was 11, E-L-E-V-E-N-S. I-E-S, and it's not. It's E-L-E-V-E-N-S-E-S. 11s, not 11zs. All right, Kath? Thank you. What did you think it was, Bruce?
11zs.
Exactly. That's why I like this guy. He's got a lot of time for
this.
11zs.
You didn't say says. He says zs.
I'm overemphasising. 11zs.
He's saying zs again.
Yeah, he's 11zs. He's right. He's saying it right. He's not 11s. Yeah.
Am I? I don't know.
You're saying it right. Don't be bullied by her, Bruce. She's bullying you.
Don't think I am.
Here's the thing. Let me let you into a little showbiz secret, Bruce. Catherine and I have really good ideas that we think will run, and then we only do them once and we get bored of them. So 11s has been jettisoned. So we can't, I'm afraid.
Well, also, you know, we're trying not to be pigs and eating at 11 o'clock
Except
at night.
The woman who bought us lots of chips and Greek stuff today.
You started with the Kit Kat you brought in.
That's true, actually. I nearly ate that whole Kit Kat on the way up and then I felt bad.
And then you thought you'd enable me.
Yeah, I'm a feeder. How's life for you, Bruce? How's everything going? What's the plan? What's the deal? What's going on?
Yeah, everything's splendid, thank you.
Is it? Oh, that's good. Well, you can't say fairer than that, can you?
No, not at all.
All right. Anything else, mate?
Yeah, can I have an Imani Coppola CD, please?
What, for like free and stuff?
Yeah, you said you had a box of them in your car.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're kind of for sale.
Oh, yeah, OK.
You know what, Bruce? I like you. I'm going to hand you back to Sam. Give him your name and address. I'll send you an Imani CD.
Oh, you're lovely. Thank you very
you're
much.
You're lovely, Bruce. You're lovely. Stay there. We'll send a guy a free CD.
Clearing out your boot one CD at a time.
No, I want. Listen, we didn't really sell that many copies of the Imani CD. We certainly didn't make our money back on it. And I don't get it. I don't get it. I was speaking to Glenn about it today. I mean, we haven't got any budget for advertising, right? So that's part of the problem. But I was speaking to Glenn and we both went, I don't get it. It's obviously brilliant. And her new single is obviously brilliant. And she's obviously incredible. And we're going, I just don't know why. Just don't know why. That's the way it goes. But Bruce, no one else phone up for one because no one else is getting one. But I like Bruce's chutzpah. I like his gojones. I love his balls.
Oh.
Let's go to Barney. Good evening, Barney.
Do you have any other CDs? Not only a couple of ones.
What kind of stuff are you into?
I don't know. Just like anything, not the usual. Just weird. Like the most weird, rare thing you've got.
I've got some Jandek.
Yeah, what's that?
Do you not know what Jandek is?
No.
Do you want me to play you some Jandek and you let me know if you fancy it?
Yes, please.
All right, let's get some Jandek on. Hang on a minute. Let me find... let's find Jandek. Here we go. Okay, this is... okay, here we go. This is Jandek. Here it comes. The song's called Feather Drums. Let me get it something a bit more catchy. Let me get it to Can I See Your Clock? Hang on.
Can I see your what?
Can I See Your Clock?
Oh. It's very similar.
Yep. He's got a style.
So you got three strings.
Any goods, Barney?
I'll just leave that one. I'll have to think about that one, actually.
No, Barney, you give us your address, mate, and I'll send you my Jandek collection, yeah?
No.
Yeah, you chancer. Get out of town.
He didn't pass the Jandek test.
Of course, the best guy. I don't think... I've not got it on this computer because I've lost my hard drive. I don't know what we can play. Can I play... I wonder if I can play Elvis Presley by Wesley Willis. Got to be careful with Wesley because he's a bit potty mouth. Wesley Willis. Let's just see. This might be too rude. So we'll hover over the dump button.
Elvis Presley was a rock star. He was the greatest. He can sing his ass off. Right on, brother. Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley! Elvis Presley! He is my greatest singer. He was my kind of guy. He can really rock. He can rock this place apart. Elvis Presley!
What's that? I wonder if this one is... Okay, this is called I Whopped Batman's Ass.
Batman got on my nerves. He was running me amok. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whooped Batman's ass. 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 Batman thought he was bad. He was a...
Whoa!
There we go.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.